in this bulletin, the death toll rises in Venezuela after two powerful earthquakes. Plan International calls for full humanitarian access in Gaza. And in sport, the Socceroos face Paraguay in a match that could define its World Cup campaign. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Angelica Waite. At least 188 people are dead and more than 1,500 injured after powerful back-to-back earthquakes struck Venezuela, west of the capital, Caracas. Rescuers are searching through rubble in Caracas and the coastal state of La Guaira, where hundreds of buildings have been damaged or destroyed and around 200 people are still believed trapped. The magnitude 7.2 and 7.5 quakes struck less than a minute apart, triggering widespread destruction and more than 130 aftershocks. Emergency crews worked through the night searching for survivors, with people trapped beneath collapsed buildings heard calling for help. Resident Angela Rivero says she was at home when the quake struck.
Estaba sentada en la cocina cuando sentí que empezó a temblar y yo le digo a ella, está temblando.
I was sitting in the kitchen when I felt it start to shake. I told her, it's shaking, and she replied, yes, yes, it's shaking. The tremors were really strong. I just stood there saying, dear God, here I am. It just kept shaking, and then I thought, how am I going to get down?
Plan International is calling for full humanitarian access and accountability after an independent UN report concluded that Israel continues to commit genocide by deliberately targeting Palestinian children in Gaza. The humanitarian group is calling on the international community to use every means available to ensure sustained, predictable, and unimpeded humanitarian access to Gaza. Speaking to SBS, Plan International's Global Humanitarian Director, Dr. Uni Krishnan, says Australia must demand accountability.
Australia is a signatory to global initiatives such as Rights of the Child and therefore needs to take action. Australia must also advocate for unhindered humanitarian access and help ensure life-saving aid reaches children and families trapped in Gaza. Australians, you have a long history of standing in solidarity with people in war zones. The children of Gaza deserve no less. A child's worth does not change because of where they are born.
The Israeli government has rejected the UN findings, calling the report deeply flawed. US Secretary of State Marco Rubio has warned tensions over Iran are putting pressure on the NATO alliance. Speaking in Bahrain, Mr. Rubio said some allied countries had made it difficult for the US to use military bases during its response to Iran. He says those basing rights are one of the key reasons Washington supports its presence in NATO. Mr. Rubio says Iran poses a grave threat to parts of Europe as it does to the United States.
If you speak about the NATO alliance, is it because it allows us these basing rights that allow us to project power and protect our interests? But if you're not going to be allowed the use of those bases by these countries, then it puts into question the entire alliance. And as far as the president's concerned, that Iran poses as grave, if not more, a great threat to parts of Europe than it does to the continental United States.
Greens MP Elizabeth Watson-Brown has asked if the government will consider a national plebiscite for a 25% gas export tax, citing widespread public support for the policy. Polling from the Australia Institute suggests up to 72% of Australians agree that gas companies should pay a 25% tax on gas exports. The Australia Institute says a 25% tax on gas exports could end gas shortages and provide $17 billion annually for the economy. But Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he rejects suggestions that gas companies aren't paying levies already, arguing that gas exports form part of Australia's role as a reliable partner in the country.
We have in part been able to achieve the outstanding outcomes that we have through Export Finance Australia, through the work with our trading partners, because we are a reliable trading partner and we do honour contracts and we'll continue to do that.
To sport now, and Australia will face Paraguay later today in a match that could define its World Cup campaign. Paraguay played with full confidence last week, defeating Turquía 1-0. Coach Tony Popovich says he's impressed by how his young squad is developing throughout the tournament.
These young boys are learning on the go. You know, it's very quick education and lessons that we are learning. And I'm seeing them grow as young men. I'm seeing them grow as players, and I'm seeing them mature. And I'm seeing them enjoying and embracing the greatest challenge of all, which is the World Cup. It doesn't get greater than this. So, you know, I'm excited by this group and, yeah, can't wait for tomorrow.
You can watch that match from midday on SBS On Demand. That's the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Angelica Waite.